The only reason we're having this call is so we can all wish you goodbye.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because I was off on that trip to Paris, so I just flew back on Tuesday, and I'm sleep deprived.
Uh-oh, you know what happens then.
What?
I don't know. Isn't that associated with disease or something?
Oh, I got...
Tina.
Tina?
Yeah.
Where were you going the other day?
I was coming back from Atlanta.
Oh, I thought you were on your way out.
Yeah.
I had to pick up my car by 5:30.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was in a rush.
Uh-huh, right. I don't accept that.
Oh, Sarah could have given you a ride home. I had to take a cab.
Uh-huh.
Hi there. This is Alfredo from New Mexico. I'm sitting in for Phil.
How you doing, Alfredo?
I'm doing well. How are you doing over there?
Good. Phil still recovering from Sweden or something?
I think he got tied up with some personal stuff. I'm not entirely sure what's up.
Okay.
But apparently said it was a good trip. I heard you guys had a lot of fun.
We did. It was a very good trip, profitable, so I was pleased.
Good.
Profitable in the economic?
No. It was educational sense.
Oh, good.
There hasn't been a profit made financially in a very long time.
Right.
I think our retirements now are worth about half of what they were.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're all going to be working for a long time. You're going to be working forever.
I hope so. Forever of nine. Although I should say that I believe so strongly in the afterlife that forever may be longer than that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Your religious beliefs came up on this on this trip, in fact.
Really?
Now, even when you're not there, we enjoy having you around.
I appreciate that, Ed.
I hope that the stock market's better in the afterlife.
All right, let's see. All right, someone else?
Elizabeth Sowell.
Hi, Elizabeth. How was your trip home?
Oh, it was fine. And yours?
Uneventful.
Yeah, same here.
Except that the Charles de Gaulle Airport is the worst airport around.
Why do you think?
Couldn't find anywhere. I mean, we couldn't return the rental car. We couldn't find the right terminal, the right gate.
Oh, we didn't have that trouble. We didn't rent a car, but, you know.
Well, we did every cemetery in Normandy, so.
Oh, really? How morbid.
It was a little depressing after a while.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And Bill Barnett is here, too.
Hi, Bill. Bill, how's your contact with NIAAA going?
I sent something off to them, and they said, well, I'm going to send it to this person who's going to take care of it, and then it's just sort of, I haven't heard boo from them since. So it's kind of in their court, but actually I was just going through my emails the other day trying to track down that email and send them a jingle about it, because I think that's sort of, I've got sort of lost in the crack.
Well, I think probably at the end of the fiscal year, everyone's probably running around. And so hopefully things will get a little better. And
yeah.
But I would follow up a little bit.
I will. I will do that.
All right.
Hey, Ed. It's Elizabeth Moore.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. A little tired.
Sleep deprived.
Sleep deprived. Yeah. All right, Sarah's not going to be on. She's on her way down to her office. So is Jennifer. Who is that, please?
It's Michael. How are you?
Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Ed?
I'm all right.
Good.
Thank you for doing the basic science call.
It was a pleasure.
And thanks for the links. I listened to the PBS interview and the music.
Oh, yeah.
You must be very, very proud. Michael's daughter was on public broadcasting, playing the violin.
Ah.
But more importantly was Daniel's release on iTunes.
Yeah, and that I haven't had a chance to get yet. So, I did the KPBS one the other day, and internet connections were a little sparse in Europe.
Yeah, I know. They're not as advanced as we are.
Right.
No, their banking, their infrastructure, it's all different, right?
Yep. Well, just be glad you're not living in Iceland.
There's a whole genetic project based in Iceland, the Decode Company. I don't know what's going to do with all that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, it's Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Thank you for finishing that review.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't know. It was a particularly irritating review.
I got that impression from your comments. All right. Well, I guess we can just pretty much start here. I think we are getting set on the meeting. As Jill emailed everybody yesterday, the stock market crash has hurt my financial wherewithal, and so I'm going to ask everyone to pay for their own stuff this time and then get reimbursed. We're set for Tuesday for basic science, joint meeting on Wednesday the 7th, and then the clinical-only meeting on Thursday. And the meetings will start at 9 a.m. and will be out on Thursday at 3 p.m. So you can get your airfares accordingly. Anything I'm missing there, Jill?
Nope, that sounds good.
All righty. Jill's going to take care of the hotels, get in touch with you about that, save a little money on the hotel rate. I have emailed Peter Hammond, but I have not heard back from him. He's the facial imaging computer guy in England. To invite him, and when I hear back from him, I'll let you know. And Kathy Sulik was going to be talking to the imaging person in North Carolina. I can't recall his name right now, but he has also been invited, and they're the two that we've invited, and Hannah Kinney is coming again to represent the PATH project. Michael, do you want to fill us in on anything from the basic science meeting?
Let me bring up my notes while you talk, and I'll just sort of summarize what went on in the meeting.
All right, Tina, you're on the agenda for the birth defects research special issue.
Okay.
And I know that you might just tell people what it is, and I don't know if you've gotten any. I haven't gotten any responses yet.
Yeah, I think Jill sent it out yesterday. It was just this came up last June, as you all know, that the Diana Gerloff is the new editor of Birth Defects Research Part A, wanted to do a special issue on alcohol, and so it sort of went into limbo for a few months while we asked people whether they would be interested in doing it as part of the consortium, and several people responded yes, they would be, and I sent that on to her, but was having trouble getting a commitment from her, and I finally did hear about a week ago that yes, she is still very interested in doing it, and just wanted to be have a sense of what people would be interested in submitting and how they would see it as being consistent with the sort of focus of the journal, which is to look at mechanisms for prevention of congenital anomalies. And so the request that Jill and Ed sent out was if anybody is still interested in submitting a paper for this special issue, that they describe in a paragraph or so what the topic would be and kind of the focus in terms of how it would be consistent with the journal's mission, and send that to Ed by October 17th, and that we would then send those on to Diana, and then I don't know how, if she's going to organize it with a special editor or if she's going to do it or what the deal would be. And she knows, and I've talked with Charlie about this, that Charlie Goodlett is also put out a call for papers for an issue focused on FASD, that many of us would be interested in submitting
is that an alcohol
journal as well. So that's where.
Yeah, that's alcohol.
Okay. I didn't get that, but okay.
I can do that update now, Ed, if you like.
Okay, please.
So Kathy Sulick presented her status when strain is four times more sensitive than the left eye of the Harlan, and the right eye is twice as sensitive. So there are important strain differences that apparently relate at least in part to the strains developing at slightly different rates, so that what amounts to a day eight exposure is sort of, in one strain, is developmentally about the end of day seven for the other.
Uh-huh.
That's important. She's completed her study on the day eight exposures for her structural imaging and is writing up the day 10 and is finishing data collection on the day 9 and we'll have the day 7 soon. And what she's found is for the day 8 exposure, remarkable growth retardation that required that they had to do within-brain comparisons had to be done in some of the human studies with imaging. With day 8, they're finding predominantly forebrain problems, starting to pick up hindbrain. With day 9, they're seeing more marked hindbrain problems with produce their effects through different mechanisms, and it may be that the combination of alcohol and nutritional deficiency are synergistic because they both are disrupting development at very sensitive time points when brain cells in certain regions are particularly vulnerable to any insult, whether it's malnutrition, another stressor, retinoic acid, phenylketonuria, or alcohol. So that was sort of interesting.
Yeah.
Feng Zhou has been studying the 7 through 17-day chronic model. Keep in mind that the rats are sort of born at about 21 days and develop postnatally. And he also has been seeing body size and skeletal measurement differences between the Harlan and the Jackson labs. The Harlans are more sensitive to body size, skeletal, and the Jacksons more to eye changes. And they're going to be, between the two labs, adapting the Jackson animals so that they all work on the same. He's also been continuing his work on the image analysis of facial morphology in the animal model. They've been working on translation of the multiple 2D dimensions into 3D. And he has a computational specialist who's written an equation to help them do that work. Tim Cudd finally has animals who have been born. Some have completed behavioral testing and in vivo MRI. He has no analysis yet, reminded us that these are 300-day experiments. Jennifer Thomas.
Well, Andy also, I'm sorry, Tim also emailed me that I guess he now has animals for Andy Hull to do some ultrasounds on as well.
Great. Jennifer Thomas has completed her generation of 40% choline-deficient animals. The data are similar to what she presented at our last meeting, which is that alone choline deficiency or the ethanol didn't produce large effects, but together they did produce large effects. She's awaiting analysis of samples from Carl Keene to know whether the alcohol-treated animals are also choline deficient. And she's writing up the effects on early measures, behavioral measures, reflex development, and so on. She has a large cohort going through behavioral testing with supplementation that she hopes will be finished by Christmas time. And then Charlie Goodlett reported that the tissue banking report group met a few weeks ago. The report's finished and needs to be reviewed by members of the committee. And that was essentially the distillate of our call.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions about that from anyone? All right. Just some other things about meetings. We did submit a session to the British Columbia meeting, and it's going to be myself, Sarah Mattson, Kathy Sulick, Tatiana, and Andy Hull. And I thank everyone who expressed an interest, and they kind of changed their focus on us in the middle, where they only wanted clinical, then they wanted both. They wanted informatics, and they didn't want informatics. So I apologize for having to keep updating and changing things around on you.
Wait till you get there and find that each of your half-hour talk has been condensed to 10 minutes.
I know. I was there.
That's no problem.
I won't forget that.
No, but you'll like the hotel. No, we're going to make sure that doesn't happen this time. I think that was a long, very, very long keynote that day. Elizabeth Sal and myself were at this joint NIAAA INSERM meeting that just happened in Paris last Friday. And it went, I thought, very well. And they are certainly interested in FAS, and there may be possibilities of doing work there. They seem to have populations that would be available for study. They had excellent imaging facilities, and I was fairly impressed. I gave a talk up in Cannes, which has excellent imaging and alcohol, Alzheimer's memory research going on. And up there, it was like they knew nothing at all about FAS, very, very little at least. But they seemed to be very interested. They thought a lot of the kids that they see might in fact have FASDs. So I hopefully something will come out of that, and we can try to form some collaborations with the INSERM people and the CFAS. Elizabeth, what was your impression?
Oh, I was hugely impressed with the imaging facilities. The neurospin, I mean, yeah, it's just amazing. And I didn't hear anything about the population, but
This was when I was up in Cannes.
Oh, okay. So how would you get the kids to...
It's an INSERM lab in Cannes.
Oh, okay. So I didn't see that. I only saw one in Paris.
Francis Eustache's laboratory. They have one on alcohol, Alzheimer's, and memory.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a child population, but they haven't been interested in studying it.
Huh.
So they thought that there was probably a reasonable number of alcohol-exposed kids there.
Mm-hmm.
That might be one possibility.
Mm-hmm.
They had very good imaging facilities. So they have a PET scanner. They have a combined PET-CAT scan. I saw these incredible images on rat skeletons that were done with this PET-CAT scan.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
So they seem to be have state-of-the-art stuff. All right, so past items update. Ken, how are you doing with all your dysmorphology data?
How am I doing? That's a
a good question. Well, you haven't been on the, we haven't talked to you in a while, so I wanted to know if there was anything you wanted to update us on
we think
dysmorphology
data.
Pardon?
We think we've got almost all of Luther's data and all of Gene's data. So we think we've got all the data in.
All right.
As far as doing further exams, I see in the agenda that I was supposed to report on when I'm going to go. What about Claire's cases in Atlanta? And I have scheduled with Claire. Claire, you're on the phone, right?
Right.
I've scheduled to... be there in Atlanta, I think it's December 4th and 5th, to do exams there.
Right.
Great, great. And anything more with the 3D camera dysmorph comparisons? Or is that kind of on hold until someone figures out what to do next?
As far as I know, it's on hold. I haven't heard anything about that since our, June meeting?
Elizabeth, do you have any insights or updates?
No, I just think it's on hold, and we've been working more with Lee's been working on doing the analysis on the lip and the filtrum, doing that automated. So that's where we've been concentrating our efforts.
All right. Tatiana's on her way to Chicago, and she couldn't be on it, so I'll just update on her. She sent a written update. Everything is set up in San Diego and in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to get in touch with Elizabeth Sal to see whether or not they can get some images taken out of the UCLA kids. They also have the paperwork is in place for their November trip to the Ukraine, and I guess Jeff Rogers is going to try to get the camera back in there again. They have set up a date to go to South Africa to take images of Sandy Jacobson's kids, and that's set for September of 2009. They have made some progress there. I've seen the images, anyway, of trying to get automated measurements of the lip and the smoothness of the philtrum, and it looks pretty impressive. And they're trying to compare their technology with that from Susan Astley. Elizabeth, you should probably be doing this, not me, so I'm sorry if I forgot you were on the phone there for a second. Do you have any updates on that, Elizabeth Moore? She hang up? Hello, Elizabeth? Am I still on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Elizabeth left us. All right. Well, that's that. And Bill, do you have anything about the informatics? I got the update from Andy, and it looked like, you know, not too much else has gone in.
Yeah, and Andy and Michelle are on, Bill, if you want.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you?
Fine.
Any updates on the informatics?
Sure, Bill, you want me to talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So with neurobehavior, we think everything's ready to go. We're just kind of waiting on Sarah to give the final okay. With demographics, we created input and upload tools, and then they tried to use them, and they came back and said, well, gosh, sorry, a few of these things need to be changed. So we've got a new input tool that's going to go back to them, I think, today. And then if all's well with that, hopefully they'll have an upload tool that they can test out at the end of next week. And that's sort of the latest on those things.
Okay. All right. Elizabeth, Sal, any updates for us?
No. I mean, I think we're definitely scanning. You haven't started yet, right? Or, or Sarah would know.
She's not here, but I think we have some scheduled. I don't know if
scheduled, okay. So South Africa, I have no idea about. But I'll try to contact Colleen again. Catherine Nara is going to get in February.
Colleen, I guess, has been promoted or something, and so she's been a little bit hard to get in touch with.
Yeah.
All right, but so, I would get in touch with her and make sure things over there are going, since she'll be going in January, and NIAAA, Ken's not going. I think Bill May's group is going over to South Africa in November.
That's correct.
They might be able to get some
update
for you, yeah.
Okay. So we still need to get figure out a time to get Ken, which I haven't really tried yet, but I think we're just about ready to think about sort of scheduling a group of kids to come at once. You know, we don't have, you know, Tatiana and I have tried to get access to a 3D camera that's already here, but it's not happening. We've got no response in four or five emails, and so we'll have to figure that out.
Okay.
One other thing, we're doing some analyses now that are kind of different than a lot of the stuff that I've shown everyone before that are sort of like volumetrics automated. So stuff that we could potentially talk about putting into the database,
mm-hmm.
which never before we really had kind of data that would be easy for people to understand. So, I mean, we don't have any data to put in there yet, but it could be coming as soon as we get subjects starting to come through.
Well, that would be useful.
Yeah. So.
All right. righty. Tina, we haven't heard from you in the last month or so.
So, let's see. We attended a jointly CDC and other group-sponsored meeting in Budapest at the end of August, and there were about 18 Eastern and Central European countries represented there with the focus on birth defects, and presented our project and the consortium, and there was a tremendous amount of interest from other, particularly Eastern European countries. Planning on going back to Ukraine, as you mentioned, with the camera, hopefully, the 1st of November. I think the plan is, if in agreement with Tatiana, if we can get this in through customs this time, that we would leave it there until September rather than taking it out and bringing it back again. So Claire and Julie and Jeff are planning on going along on this trip as well. They've got about 40 subjects' blood samples that are ready to be shipped to Carl. So Carl's awaiting those, and that's what we'll be looking at in terms of the baseline choline and other micronutrient measures before the end of the year. The women are taking the choline supplements. We were worried that they wouldn't take 12 capsules a day, but they are. I think we talked before about I wasn't on the call or the last meeting that Charlie Goodlett had, but we asked if they would be willing to collect hair samples and just bank them, and so they are doing that. They're getting maternal hair samples and banking them in Ukraine for some future use. And that's where it stands.
All right. Alfredo?
I've got nothing to report from Dr. May. He hasn't given me information to let you know about anything. So I think things are okay here.
Well, I hope they're okay. We won't know until we get a report.
Sure.
All right. Sarah's not here, so nothing she can say. And I think that's everybody, right? Claire.
Yes, hi.
Atlanta.
How are you?
I'm good. How's Atlanta?
Well, we're in the midst of a huge investigation by NIH. Other than that, everything's fine.
Yeah, I think someone there is in a little bit of a trouble.
Yeah, I think so. And, yes.
Have they froze your grant funds yet?
They haven't frozen them, no. What they took away a couple of Charlie's grants, but which was probably appropriate. And we're all going to be under an incredible amount of oversight.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that...
Did everyone read the story in the New York Times?
No.
Oh. All right.
Well, it has nothing to do with me, basically.
No. Well, yeah, it just makes interesting reading. Just go online and do a search.
Yeah, especially today. They had an editorial.
On what? Sorry, I missed it.
Emory Psychiatry.
Oh.
It'll pop up. I don't want to disparage it.
Well, the other thing is that it's not just Charlie. It's many other people around the country.
Right.
He just happens to be the poster boy.
Well, actually, there was an article about two Mass General psychiatrists.
Right.
They weren't quite as far over their head as Charlie seemed to be, but they were adversely publicized about 3 months ago.
Yeah, 1.3 million, I think they were.
Yeah, it's not in his league, but still a significant amount, and they hadn't followed Harvard's conflict of interest rules either.
No.
Claire, any update on subjects being assessed, tested?
Well, here's where it is. We did the pilot and viewed it all and coded it all and sent the information to Sarah, and so that's where we are.
You haven't heard back from her?
No, she hasn't had a chance yet, but,
okay.
As soon as all is well, we can go ahead.
All righty. Well, that's, I guess, about it for today then. But we have one final bit of business, and Susan is leaving us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And is not going to be at NIAAA anymore.
Well,
and so it's a sad day. You weren't there that long, Susan, but I think you had a big impact. And I appreciate all the help you gave me in setting up this consortium and help with the whole process of getting things into the right people at the right time. approving carryover funds and things like that. So thank you very much, and I just wish you a lot of luck.
Well, thank you. It has been my pleasure to serve all of you.
Well, that I can't believe that, but I think everyone feels the same that we knew you were on our side when it was necessary, and we knew you would tell us when we were screwing up. So
that was my specialty.
Yeah. So go off to one of those really big institutes.
Yeah.
Those impersonal large. And but
in the ones with 4.2 billion annual appropriations.
Okay. And if by chance you can sneak a few million over to fetal alcohol, we'd appreciate it.
Yes, Lord.
That would be my first priority. Yes.
All right. Thank you. Are there any other comments or things either on CFAS or Susan or anything else? All right, then. Well, thank you very much, and we'll get out some little notes on this meeting. Sorry, I'm still sleep-deprived and I'm having issues, but I will be in touch. So
take
thank
care.
You all.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.